Hey friends, welcome to another episode of Voices of Hope. We have Dave on the podcast this morning to talk about his experience on the Costa Rica mission trip. He talks about his experience with Abel, who he helped out by his home the whole week. So, Peter.
What bell?
Do you want to say enjoy the conversation?
I say that?
Yeah.
I say enjoy the conversation.
So it's our last day here. It's what? It's 6:45.
It is.
It's probably the most early I've recorded a podcast.
But we've all been up for 2 hours. So.
Right. We're going to head to the beach, but I wanted to see, Dave, if you could share a little bit about the house. You worked in the slums this week.
Yes.
Helping to put a floor in a resource center. And there is a family that helped and was a part of that, and the father's name is Abel,
like Abel, but in Spanish. Okay. Yes.
And you got a chance to sit with him and hear his story, so why don't you share that with us?
Sure. Now, this has been a great trip, a great journey for me. I think it's my number 6 over the years, and this one was really special because I learned that, quite honestly, language is a whole lot more than words. Probably should have picked that up sometime earlier in my years, but they're building a resource center here that is a construction of a two-story building to create a place where people in the slums and their children can come, and that's their term, not ours, work on job growth and activities and other things. So I had the privilege of working with the gentleman whose home and his family is next door. He spoke about the same amount of English that I do Spanish, which is not much at all. And as we were beginning this process, like any project, you don't have all the tools that you want, you don't have all the material that you want. I think there was a little bit of tension in that. I'm a easygoing, soft-spoken guy. No, I'm not. I'm a driver, so it's a challenge for me. And our group leader here, Carlos, when we had some downtime, sat Bill and me down in his home and translated between us and had us share each of our backgrounds. And what I learned about Bill is that, you know, he and his family had come here to Costa Rica from Nicaragua, where they were in danger of, you know, basically life. So they had run for their lives, come here. He has a construction background, so he had found a job and began to work his way up in that. He'd made a choice to honor his family that cost him the loss of that job. And now they were even more impoverished and, you know, only eating a couple meals a day at the most and just barely getting by and causing a lot of tension for all of them. And in fact, also affecting his wife's health as part of that through the tension. I shared some of my background, you know, shared with pride about my wife and our two girls and how much joy they bring and some of my past construction experience and occupation and other things. And I think what it really did was open up doors that even though we didn't speak the same language in terms of words, we had experiences in different parts of the world that, you know, helped us learn more about each other. And it was a really powerful thing. And as we worked together as part of the team working on this project over the next couple days, and there was some hard work in this project, I think it created an incredible bond and one that I'll hold close for a long, long time. And by the end, you know, we were taking pictures with each other. We traded shirts, like kind of after a soccer match. Mm-hmm. I think he got the worst end of that trade. But it was a really powerful thing. And I've been really touched by this week, probably more than any prior trip for me.
And so, last night we had a party for the resource center, and it was Abel's birthday also.
Yeah.
And so we, the whole group and Carlos and the church down here, we all chipped in and provided, I think, a lot of the food we bought yesterday, he said it was going to be a month's worth of like rice and beans and everything like that.
Salt and sugar and tuna.
And so we were able to send them off with a blessing like that. And that was cool to see.
It was a really powerful thing. And to see how touched they were. Here's a grown man that, you know, probably doesn't cry too often and live through some incredibly hard times, doesn't always show a lot of emotion, who was literally broken down in tears by the end of that. It was a real gift, a real blessing, I think, for us and certainly for me to be part of that journey.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for sharing that, Dave.
Glad to.